Good morning, past week staff from Seches Psochem, Daf Tes. A new Mishnah, the beginning of Daf Tes. The Sugi discusses many fundamental concepts, dinim, in general Hilchas Fekis. Let's see the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah in Choshishin Shema Gira Chulda, Mi Bayis, Labayis, Mi Mokum, Mi Mokum. The Mishnah tells us that we don't suspect that maybe a chulda, a weasel, animals which apparently were found, houses. When I chayish, we don't suspect shemegira chulda mebayis lebayis mimokam gemokam. Let's see the Rashi right away what this means. In chayishish and shemegira chulda. Rashi says as follows. In chayishish and kishpadak zoveh zu, ubo livdaik zu. Rashi says, a person checked, he made a bedika in one corner of a house, of a room. Ubo lived a zoo, and he's on his way to the second corner. When I concern Shem B'seich, Shabo lived a zoo, Gira Chulda Chometz L'mokam HaBoduk. The Mishnah come tell us that we should not be concerned for the following chash, following concern. Person checked Zovizu, this corner, now the other corner wasn't yet checked, so as he's making his way across, that maybe the corner that was not checked yet, maybe there was chometz there, and a chulda brought chometz to the spot that he already checked. And he would have to, make a bedika again. Mishnah says that we don't suspect that, we're not concerned. We don't entertain such a possibility that this happened. And therefore, when something was nivdak, was checked, we could assume that it stays checked. The Mishnah says, the imkain, that if we were to have to be concerned about that, then mechotz lechotze, me'ir le'ir, ein l'davar soif. Then that same chash should apply from lechatzah lechatzah, and me'ir le'ir, and there's no end to such a chashash. Therefore, that's the basis that we're not chayshish. We don't suspect that in the first place anywhere. Rashi says shimkein shabos loch shlekach. If we were to have to be concerned about this, harigam lechatzah lechatzah yesh lemekach. So then such a thing would be possible. By the same token, we should be concerned with chotzer lechotzer. What does that mean? Ani badakti koidim chaveri. That not everyone makes their bedika at the same exact moment. So we could have the following chash should follow. Ani badakti koidim chaveri. Oh, I made my bedika before my friend. Ul'acha bedikosi. Maybe after my bedika, his house wasn't yet checked. So I finished my bedika. His house wasn't yet checked. Lach because he have yichul the chometz mechotzer chaveri lechatzeri from his rishus to my rishus. Ve'en davar soif. And then there's no end to such a. If we're chayshish for this in anywhere, then it should foul that we should always have this chash. There's no way of satisfying such a chash. Therefore, we don't suspect this in the first place. In love soif. Now Rashi continues, "V'lav chotz mamushko omer." When the Mishnah says lechotz lechotzim, doesn't actually mean lechotzim. El kol batei hachotzim koru chotzim. The houses of the chotzim are referring to chotzim. What's bothering Rashi is that if you translate chotz lechotz to mean literally, it would seem to imply that chotz is bedika, and this is what we saw in the previous daf. Chotz and tzricha bedika, neshavim tzuim sham. So that's why Rashi makes a point to say the chotz is lav dafka, and refers to ba'ish b'chotz. So Rashi explains this first mission over here to tell us that we're not concerned that animals which are found, I'm not concerned that they should create problems as far as the bidik is concerned, that they brought chametz from a place that was not yet nivdak to a place that was nivdak, and that will cast doubt on the status of the place that we made a bidik on, because maybe something happened since then. So the Mishnah, we're not chayish. The Tav Tosef asks the following question. Ein chayshu shem agira chulda. On that Tosef asks the question, like, Vim toima. This is the words that Tosef uses always to ask a question. Vim toima, if you'll say, the following question. There's a question to ask over here. Homereshu shaminon. In the previous Mishnah, we already hear this. Bikotoni kol mokom shem machnisim b'chometz. The Mishnah says that any place that is not used, any room which is not used for chometz is not brought into that room, doesn't need bedika. And that Taisa says that, well, if we were to be chayshish that a chulda brought in chometz, so even though I don't use that room for chometz, but maybe a chulda brought it in. So from the fact that you see that the Mishnah says that you don't need bedika in a place that ein machnisim bechametz, wouldn't that already imply that we're not chayish for a chulda bringing it in? So what is this Mishnah adding? So in that place it says tritz to have mukminon b'she'ein chulda barlos yuchaylan lahalich l'shon. On that place it says that I don't yet see this chiddush. The Mishnah has to specifically speak out this chiddush that we're not chayish for a chulda, because as far as that first Mishnah is concerned, I wouldn't have known that we're talking about such a place that a chulda could get there, because the Mishnah itself has its point to say that a place that's not used for chametz, that we don't use, that's the main chiddush of the Mishnah. So to say that should also include another chiddush that we're not chayish and not suspect that a chulda brings it in, that's assuming that it's such a place that a chulda could get to. Being that Mishnah has its chiddush by itself, so we wouldn't have the right to extend the chiddush of that Mishnah to assume that it's talking about such a place. Therefore, Taisa says, that's why the Mishnah over here has to specifically speak out this din that we're not chayish. Now, according to that, so true that it'll follow now, according to this, that even in a place that that a chulda is motzi, but the same way our Mishnah tells us, as far as mokum l'mokum, yibayis l'bayis, where Rashi explained that where you made a bedika, so it'll follow. According to Beit Tosfos is saying that even in a situation that a chulda could get into a room that's a mokum she'en machnisa b'chametz, but you see from over here, it'll follow that we're not chayish, but the point of Taisa is that you wouldn't have the right to see that in that Mishnah, in that first Mishnah, because that Mishnah has its own Chiddush. And even if it were to be that we were Chayish for Chulda, that Mishnah could be explained, it's talking about a place that Chay Bardlos can't get to. Now, the Mephoshim tell us that if you look in the future Mishnah in this Mishnah, over here, after the Rosh, hey, there's more over here. No, that's not
okay.
Oh. You know something? I don't see it over here.
272.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yet Raman says, "Ein chayshu shen shem agir achul bo chometz u'mokim she'ein machnisim bo chometz." The Rambam, when he talks this Mishnah, Perek Beis in Lechus Chometz u'Matzah Halacha Zayin, he says as follows: "Ein chayshu shen shem agir achul bo chometz u'mokim she'ein machnisim bo chometz." The way he explains the Mishnah is that we're not concerned that a chulda brought chometz into a place she'ein machnisim bo chometz. Meaning to say that the Rambam learns that our Mishnah is going back on the previous Mishnah. That the previous Mishnah mentioned that talked about mokum she'ein machnisim bo chometz. You don't need bedika on that. The Mishnah over here is saying, and we're not concerned that a chulda brought chometz into such a place. So the question that Tosfos asked over here, Tosfos is learning like Rashi, Kinnira, in this Mishnah, that this Mishnah is talking about a place which needs bedika, and we're talking about after you made a bedika to be chayish, that maybe chometz was brought back. That's what this Mishnah is discussing. And on that, Tosfos asked the question that we should already know that from the previous Mishnah. Well, if you see over here, in the Rambam seems to learn our Mishnah is talking about such a case. Our Mishnah is talking about a makom she'ein machnisim bo chometz. On that, the Rambam explains the Mishnah: ein chayshu shem agir achulo mibayis lebayis makom lemakom, meaning to say that we're not chayish that a chulo brought chometz to a makom she'ein machnisim bo chometz, which we've said that you don't have to make a bedika, because if you would be chayish, then you'd have to make a bedika even makom she'ein machnisim bo chometz. So the Rambam learns this Mishnah is taka talk going back on the previous Mishnah, right? The mission is good for coming to say in such a place.
So the Rambam is not learning on a place he did a bedika. He's dafka learning on a place he didn't do. He wouldn't do a bedika.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's bedafka like that. I don't think it's bedafka like that. Right? I mean, l'chore, it includes that. But what we see in the Rambam is that we're not talking about a place that needs a bedika. Rambam learns that it's going back. That this, the point of this Mishnah is going back, taka on, what Tosfos asks over here, the Rambam learns that that's really what this Mishnah is coming to say. Right? This Mishnah is taka addressing the Mokam Shem Achinisim Bechamas of the previous Mishnah.
He's definitely learning differently than Tosfos, right?
He's learning our Mishnah differently than Tosfos, that what's the place that might have a concern or not have a concern? That's the question over here. Talking about a place that you're not making bedika, right? Now, why are you not making a bedika? Because you already made a bedika, and you don't have to make a second bedika because of this chash? That's how Rashi and Tosfos seem to be learning. Right? The Rambam learned that we're talking about a place that didn't need a bedika in the first place. Because the makom that the person doesn't bring in chometz. And that the Mishnah says that, well, maybe I should have to make a bedika because maybe a chulah brought in chometz there. Right? That's...
They're learning the Mishnayos differently, but mm-hmm. They don't differ in halacha, right?
I don't think so. I don't think they're different in halacha. Right. Now, there's a question that the Mefarshim talk about. We'll just raise the question. We'll see if we get this time, maybe next week, we'll appreciate some of the terutzim that Mefarshim ask, that this Mishnah says that the reason why we're not chayish is because of Ein L'Dovr Soif. The Mefarshim ask that why don't we have a chazakah? How do we should rely on a chazakah? I mean, befrat. That means to say that once. Well, let's talk about Rashi and Tosfos, the way they learn. Right? I'm talking about a place that was made a chazaka. Once a chazaka was made, so it was established that there's no chometz in this place. So now, you know, if there's a question, should we suspect that a chulda brought it in? The Charen Hilchas Chazakis should tell us that if you have a sofik and the chazaka of this place is that doesn't have chometz, so that should be enough of a reason to tell us not to be chayish. Why wouldn't we need the reason of Ein L'Dovr Soif? Right? Ein L'Dovr Soif would seem to be some kind of reason that being that if you would be chayish, so we wouldn't be able to take care of shatzach shash, so that's why we're not chayish in the first place. L'chara, we have a way which is in the regular dinei sfeikis, which will tell us not to be chayish. Chazok, cheskas boduk. That's a question that the Meforshim deal with in the Mishnah over here. Right? What happened to the Cheskas Boduk? Now, the Meforshim talk about, if you remember, in the Sugi before, on Daf Dalam and Beis, talks about a similar idea of a Cheskas Boduk. Over there, the Cheskas Boduk is talking about that the Sugi was dealing with the question that could be assumed that every person does the Bedika which he's obligated to do, and therefore we could assume that the house was Nivdak properly. Right? This is the one Mishnah talks about earlier. Someone moves into a house, right? He's renting a house. Now, Tais over here talks about the Brais over there talks about relying on people, right, that you might not be able to rely on Isha V'Kotin. The Sugi over there wants to bring a Rai from the Brais that there is a Cheskas Boduk from the fact that you could rely on people that normally you can't rely on. What's the best? So how can you rely on? So the Gemara was saying over there, well, Vayis Techeis, that is a Cheskas Boduk. Techeis asked the obvious question, well, if you're relying on the Chazakas, so then why do you need to believe these people? So Techeis over there says that the Balabayis, the one who was supposed to make the Bedika, is available, and therefore, you can't rely on the chazaka, because since he's available, tzorach lishol himena. You have to ask him. Right? Which many mafoshim say that you see from over here a fundamental rule in chazak is that in a situation with efshe levurei, which we could clarify the truth, you could clarify the doubt, so you can't rely on chazakas. Chazaka is certain halachas that the Gemara learns from basis, different kinds of chazakas. When the situation is a situation of a sofik, a doubt, and I don't have no way of finding out the truth, so that's when there's halacha of relying on chazakas. There's a way, right? Those are the rules of chazakas. But if it could be, it's efshel levurei, if you could find out, so then you can't rely on a chazak, you have to find out. And that's what Tais over there discusses. So this might have been a possible answer to over here, right? That you can't rely on a chazaka over here because you could find out. And as much as we're dealing with that maybe a chol brua nechama, so walk to the other side and go make a bedikah. So maybe that's the reason why the answer to this wouldn't be chazaka, and the Mishnah needs the ein ledavar soif. But that's a possible answer. Forshim say, however, and this is an important thing to know.
I
in other words, we want to answer the question, right? The question was rely on chazaka. The answer is that we learned in the previous sugya that b'mokum it's efshel levurei. If you could clarify, you could find out information. You can't rely on the chazaka, just like in that sugya. Right? You want to rely that since people have the right to assume that people do their obligations, so I could assume that the house was nivdak last night when everyone else did it. That's the sugya over there. So Taisa says, well, if you don't really know, and the person who's supposed to do the bedika is around, and you can ask him, so you got to ask him. You wouldn't be able to rely on the chazaka. That's the basis of what Taisa says over there. So maybe that's the answer to us over here. That since you could find out by making a bedika, full check, right? And that you'll see. So it's absolutely for us. You can't rely on a chazaka. That's why the Mishnah has to come on to a different reason. So that answer, Mefarshim tell us, they're not happy with that because the din of Efshe Levurei has its limits in how much we expect you to do to be Mavar. And to re-boidik the area is something which we don't expect. That's not considered efshir levura. It's much of a tircha. We're not mechayiv you to be tereach to do that. And that's why the efshir levura would not be an answer over here to explain why the Mishnah needs to come on to Ein Ladavar Seif, and we can't rely on Chazaka. And of course, it depends on the situation, probably. But in general, that's the same, that they're not happy with that answer, because making a person to make another Bedika, as far as the Efshir Levurei, to find out, that wouldn't be. That's a Tircha, which such a thing, it would be considered Efshir Levurei, and you would be able to rely on a Sofer. On the Chazaka. Okay, when was the end of the Gemara?
So we're blabbing in cash.
Yeah, right. So we're going to leave it with question right now. Right, leave the question right now. Let's see. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara makes an adif for the Mishnah. Taimer d'li chazina d'shokel. Ha chazina d'shokel chayshinun uboi b'diku. The Gemara makes a dik as follows. Mishnah says, Ein chayshishem gira chuldom. The Mishnah is discussing, you made a bedika, let's say according to Rashi and Tosfos to explain the Gemara, and you're proceeding on to the next place, and the possible problem over here is that maybe being that part of the house wasn't completely searched, so maybe chametz was brought from a place that was not nivdak, to a place that was nivdak. That's what the Mishnah is saying. You're not chayish for that. You're not chayish for that. So not the Gemara says as follows. Time le chazina de shokel. It would seem to be from the Mishnah that ein chayishin, when we have no proof that a chulah did come, that's what the Mishnah says, we're not chayish. Time le chazina de shokel. It would seem to be that the reason why the Mishnah says ein chayishin, because we didn't see the chulah take chametz. Ha chazina de shokel. But it would sound like from the Mishnah, it would seem to be imply, ha-chazina d'shokel, let's say we did see a chulda take chometz. Then chayshinan u'boi b'dika. Let's say in this situation, right, you finished being invited in one room, and you see a chulda with some chometz in his mouth from a room that was not nivdak into the room that was nivdak. So it would seem to be from the Mishnah, you need a b'dika. That the Mishnah says, "Vamai, nema achalte." Let us say that he ate it. Even if you did see, and he has chomets, but in order to have a problem, you have to assume that the chomets ended up on the floor in the house. Now, on that, the Gemara says, and Gemara is going to bring a basis to that. We shouldn't be chayish even if we do see it. Now, the Mishnah seems to limit this that we're not concerned. That the Mishnah seems to talk about, well, should I suspect that maybe a chulda brought chametz back there? Maybe there's chametz back in that room. So on that, the Mishnah says we're not chayish. But that's a very limited case. That the basis for the chayish over there is very small, because you don't even know. You didn't see a chulda taking any chametz. But it would seem to imply, the Gemara says, that if he did see a chulda walking with chametz in his mouth, then I would have to make a bedikah. On that, the Gemara says that, well, we'll see in a minute that we should have a source that even in such a case we shouldn't be chayish. Because just because he has chametz in his mouth doesn't mean that chametz is going to end up in my on the floor, and I'm going to have chametz in my possession, in my rishus, over Pesach. Because ein machalte, we should say that the chulda ate it. Miloy tnan. I'm always going to bring the proof to that. Milo Tnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah always says as follows: Medudas Akum Tmeim, living quarters of Goyim are Tmeim. Becheskas Tomei Meis. Vekama Yishe Bimodar Vihe Amodar Tzor Bdiga Aboim Yeim. How long does the Akum have to be living there that this status comes onto the place that it's becheskas tomei, and therefore it needs a bedika in order to take off that status. Even though he's not married, Now we'll see in Rashi that the chash over here is chash tomei meis with chayish for nefolim for our nefil, which is mitame, and the akum they keep the nefolim in their house, and therefore with chayish for tomei meis. That's the basis of this din. Arboim yoim, k'deit tiris of lad, af bishen le'isha, is not a reason not to be chayish zekrashi, the choshed al znus. The Mishnah continues, v'chol mokom shechol v'chazir yichoyim lahalech, ein tzor b'dika. But any place that a chol and a chazir go, we're not chayish for b'dika. So on that, the Gemara is saying that you see from over there that we're not chayish. Why? Morris says that we're not chayish because we say achalte, because it ate it.
Is this Mishnah, b'chol makom shechol, the chazir, part of the same Mishnah as the Doros HaAkum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is on that Mishnah, that even though Doros HaAkum we are chayish for tumo, but a makom shechol, the chazir, are yechoyim lahalich, don't need a bdika, because we could rely on them that they'll eat it and the nefil won't be there. Now, so therefore, what the Gemara, you know, that's the basis to the Gemara's question, that so too, as far as Chomis is concerned, that we could assume that a chulda, these animals will eat it. So why is there a concern in our situation of Chomis? That even if you saw a chulda, why we chayish, it would seem to be from our Mishnah, we chayish that he's going to leave the chomets behind. It would seem from this Mishnah over here that we could assume that he ate it. So even if it was a chulda which might have moved chomets from one place to the next, but we could assume that it's not going to remain in that room because he ate it. Zok Rashi, Hochazinon. The first Rashi over here speaks out the diik, the basis where the Gemara is asking from. Hochazinon shaviyase lekan. Chayshinon shemar dayin hukan. It would seem to be implied from the Mishnah that let's say we did see a chulda with chomets in his mouth walking into a room that is wearing nivdak. It would seem to be that we do suspect that chomets is still here. Vitzorach livdak, and that's why you have to make a bdik. V'mai neimar chalte. We should say that he ate it. We should be able to assume that he ate it, and it's not here anymore to require bdika. Miloi tram sechazol is grash im durus akum. Tmeim warm and they should cover neflim bivoteim because they bury nefolim in their house. Veha akum. Now Rashi over here fills us in with some important information over here. The din is that medurus akum are tmeim. And therefore, let's say a kohen can't walk into there, a person walks in there, he has to be concerned that he's tomei, and now he's prevented from being oisik in taris. Zok Rashi, v'akam etamim b'misosan av ba'oil rabonim. Rashi over here raises a point over here. What kind of din is going to pass the tumah from the nafil onto the person who's walking in? Wechayish that they bury in the phone. Someone walks into the house, he's not coming in contact with the nafil. Rashi says that Luchar is Tumas oil that we're dealing with. Tumas oil. Now that Rashi already tells us that we know we're familiar with Machlokes, whether an Akum is Metame ba'oil. Adam kiyom is ba'oil, atom kriyim Adam. Right, that's in the din of tumas oil. So Rashi says that according to the sheets rabbono, that hold that an akum is mitame ba'oil. We understand that. Ul Rav Shim ben Yochai nami d'omer kivrei akum ein mitamim, they're not mitame. However, b'maga umasa moidehu, he's moide by Maga and Masa. V'loy imit ela mitumas oihel, v'loy mikru odom. Only from Tumas oihel. Now there's a question, how to understand the Rashi over here, right? How to learn the Rashi over here. Rashi seems to be saying that this Mishnah comes out, also works out even according to Rav Shmuel Yochai holds that there's no Tumas Oil by Akum. Why? Because he was only arguing on Tumas Oil, but Tumas Maga Masa he had. Okay, good, but by us, where's the Maga Masa?
What do you mean by the
Chometz? No, right now we're talking Medurah Sa'akam. We're in the Mishnah Olds right now, and the Mishnah says that Medurah Sa'akam are Tmeim, right? Are Tmeim because they bury them in the foam over there. So on that Rashi raises the question that it's Tomei, if someone says a Kohen can't walk in there, right? Because of the Nephil. And that Rashi says, how is the Kohen going to become Tomei over here? How is the Tumma pass from this Nephil who's buried, right? He's not touching it. So Rashi says, we're talking about Tumas Oil, right? There's a Tumas Oil over here. Right? That's how you could pass the Tumma. On that, the question is, there's a Machloek, it's Tanoim, right? We know Shemei Yechai holds there's no Tumas Oil on Akum, on a Goy, a dead Akum, it's not Tameh Ba'oil.
Yeah.
Right, and so we know that there's room to be makel, right? When you travel on the road, trees, basic forests, possibly there's room to be makel. Not so simple, but there's room to be makel. Kivrei Akum. So Rashi seems to be saying that even though Rav Shimon Yochai holds that there's no tumas oil by Akum, this Mishnah, which talks about the fact that Meduras Akum, our tummy, works out even according to him. Look, Rashi, you know why? Because, of course, he's masking that there's Tumas Maga and Masa. He's only all on Tumas oil. Right? So, we look at the Rashi and we don't understand what Rashi is gaining because, there's no Maga and Masa over here. Right? You saw this horror.
There's no mago masa if a coin walks in, or if somebody walks into the oil.
Is he mago means touching the mace?
Yeah.
Masa means carrying mace. Is he doing any of the two?
Right, but aren't we? The whole thing now is that we're afraid that he's that there's a. Oh, I see.
Mm.
No, he's not.
So I think the Mephoshim talk about this as very a concept in Taris, but the Mephoshim say that the two types of oil, someone could be under the same roof, let's say, as a mess. That's one thing of Tumas oil. And there's another thing, if someone's mahel, someone is standing directly on top, above the mess. And it seems to be that akoponim, this Rashi, Rashi's Rashi, would seem to be that the din of mahel al hames has the chumrah of Tumas Maga. Right? And that's why, over here, Rashi's saying that even Rav Shimon bar Yochai would be masking to such a thing. This that he holds that Kivrei Akum not Tameh Ba'oil, that's only if one is under the same roof as such a thing. Akoponim, this Mishnah over here tells us that because the Goyim bury the Nefleim in the Bayis, so the Bayis is Becheskes Toma and requires a Bedikah. When it's changing owners, changing the person who's living there, after the guy leaves, he still wants to move in. He needs a bedika because it's becheskas tumo.
What kind of bedika does he do then?
I guess check the ground, right?
See, for the phalanx.
For buried in foam, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. That's what he needs to do. How long?
Only that's what the 40 days is,
though. Yeah. So he, and that commission says that how long does the guy have to be living there that it should get this status, that's the 40 days. The kamishakam amod, vehe amod, tzor b'dika, l'chshet sa'akam, mem yoyim. So actually, that's kedei, yitziras havlad. Okay. Vav pishen she'en imoy isha, so actually, vish choshet hu al haznus. Right, so that doesn't make any difference as far as this concern. Now, what's negayas is the next part. So, krash v'chol mokom shechziv v'choldu yichoyin lahalich ein tzurichim b'dik. Any place that a chazir, a pig, v'choldu yichoyin lahalich ein tzurichim b'dik. Shim hushloch shom chotetuhu v'ochlu. Because if a navel was thrown there, chotetuhu v'ochlu, they searched it, they dug it up, and they ate it. Therefore, we could be sure that there's no nefil there, even if there was, but it's not there anymore. Right? So therefore, the Gemara is taking a source from that, from over there, that we can rely on chul v'chazir animals that they don't leave things over. Right? You know, if there's something which is edible for them, we could assume that it's eaten, it's gone. Right? You know, put out the garbage. You know, if you don't have the right kind of strong plastic bags, right? The raccoons, squirrels get to it. Right? They find what they need to eat. Zoch the Gemara, Omar Abzeir lekasha haba basa haba lechem, bebasa le mishayir belechem mishayirim. So Rabzeir's answer to this question is that true. That Mishnah over there says that we can rely that b'mokam shechul l'chazir are around, they're going to eat it and there's nothing left. But there's a difference in what type of food we're talking about. Basar is something that they're going to eat and it's not going to be left. But lechem, we're concerned they'll be mishayir. So true, you know, we're not assuming they're not going to eat it, something's in their mouth, but we're concerned that there'll be something left over. And as far as our chometz question is concerned, that's what we're concerned. The deek from our Mishnah is that if we had seen a chulda walking with chometz in its mouth, we have to make another bedika. We can't rely that he ate it. We can't rely that he ate everything. Right? That's the problem over here. Right? And we have to suspect that maybe he was mishayah, something was left over, and therefore there are pieces of chometz which are left in the house. And that's why we need bedika. Okay,
we're talking about again without this mission. Talking about without bittul, like he's going to leave over a gluskiyah. Like, what's the concern?
One more time. You're asking with bittul and not with bittul. Mitzad, what are you asking at?
Why do we have to do another bedika? Did a bedika, so Akbarim can come. I mean, animals can come the whole yomtiv. What's the big concern? Stam, this is totally in the bedika shaila that we had originally from the first mishnah. But this is with bittul, without bittul. So I'm just trying to understand what.
Yeah, the last one where I explained that during nuts, if you find something, then fine, you cover it up with the vessel. So you have to, like, I understand what if you find something on Yom Tov, like, okay, you have to be worried, okay, fine, you saw the pool to go in there, that, you know, you didn't see anything. And let's say you go down there and you see something, okay, fine, so you cover it.
But that's only on Yom Tov because of Muksa, but after Yom Tov, you do have to get rid of it.
I mean, this is a question whether a proper deek was made, right? That's the question. Could you feel confident in halacha that a proper deek was made? Chazal were mechayev to make a bedika, right? So that's the question over here. So the Mishnah tells us that we're not chayish if we didn't see, but it's meduyik that if we did see, we are chayish, and therefore the bedika wasn't done properly. Now, what you're raising over here is another question that they talk about. And we see, the Rishonim talk about this for other reasons, more later on, that since L'chareb, bittul was or will be made, so then Hochshash, it's a Din Rabbanon. It's Din Rabbanon, so what happened to Din of Safak Rabbanon L'Hokal? right? Right. Again, on the original, didn't in the Mishnah, right? What do you need in Levar Soif for, right? Or maybe even this, right? V'chayish. Akopon. Okay, that's a ha'or that you have to cheshbonos in the Mishnayim.
It could be
a hemshech
of this. It's just that
here to
want
mishayro.
It's the animal ate it up. Like, you know, it's,
you want to know how much is left?
I'm just wondering, like, what over here is. What type of lechem is left over after the animal gets to it? That would match up another bedika. I'm assuming it's not. There was no bittel. I'm assuming there's no bittel and there's lechem left over.
I mean, yeah, this was Pashas, what we mean over here is like we mentioned before. Whatever would have required bedika in the first place, right? That's what we're concerned is it was left over now.
Taisus Shama Yavala Ochle is strange after the animal gets to it. Unless the animal mamas leaves over a nice piece. Taisus' whole Tzricha of Bedika is Shama Yavala Ochle. If it's Shama Yavala Ochle, after the animal gets to it, it's going to be, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
As you say, it leaves over a nice piece, and that's also Shama Yavala Ochle.
You try to cut off what the, what was going on.
We're rich.
Right, I mean, right, and so what are we talking about in the first place, right? I mean, regardless, you find something on the floor, right? Right? Now, if that's true, so the person who's going to find this, I don't know if he knows that the hole brought it in, right? I mean, you know, no different than what we're concerned about in the first place, right? So let's try to get the cheshbon over here, okay? So we have Rav Zeri's teretz. There makes a difference between basar and lechem. Zok Rashi. Hod olten bibisro meiri. So my basar. Hilkach vade achluot lemishtairo. Basar, we can be concerned that he's not going to leave over. However, as lechem is concerned, Chaman says a concern that it won't be completely eaten and there'll be something left. Right? Tosfos makes a point over here that we shouldn't necessarily walk away from this Gemara that we could rely on a chulda for all basar. Tosfos brings from Gemara Bava Kama, it's dafka basar in a foam which is very soft. Right, so this shouldn't act as a source to all other places that we can rely. It's a question of basar. Okay. Now Rava says like this. Omar Rava, hi Mai. Rava says that the question in the first place doesn't bother me. It's not an equal comparison. Hama bishleim ahasim emer have emer loy have. Over there, in that mission over there, we don't really know that there's a nafel, right? We don't know that there's a dead person. Emer have emer loy have. Vim tims loy have emer achalte. Over there, zok rava is really a sex faker. That's the basis of the heter over there. Now, this that we're trying to take out from over there that we assume a chalte is not really true. We're not assuming a chalte. That's not a good source. Over there, being that you don't know in the first place whether something's there or not, so we have a heter of a sex fake that. Being that it's possible that there's nothing there in the first place. And even if there is, it still wouldn't cause tumma because of a chalte. That's what we find over there. On that, Rabbi says, but in our case over here, talking about we saw the chulda walking with the cookie into the other room. On that, you want to say that we should say a chalte based on that Mishnah that you don't see over there. Because this Vada Chomes entered that room to Sofik whether it's still there or not because of Achalte, that in Sofik Mais Nevadai. This Sofik Tzad can't tell us that the fact that Chomes Vadai for sure entered there, we can't rely on that the Chomes is not around anymore. Only in that mission over there, which in the first place you don't know that there necessarily was Tuma, so then we could rely lahokal, even though it's a sofik, but we have the right to say that we won't be concerned even for the possibility that the that there is an airflow over there, because even if there was, but it's not there anymore. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, hi, my kloimer, my kushya. Yeah, what's the question in the first place? What is the comparison? That's the high my. I don't hear the question in the first place. Inami uchad mishar of Israel, even if it would be the way, even if it's something which should be that we would be concerned that mishar basar leko lon lemeches hosam midi. Why? We have no right to suspect over there. The hosam choshu ba'almohu. Over there in the first place, we're suspecting that there's tumah. Emer hava, emer loy hava. Sofik. Maybe there was, maybe there's not. Hilkoch, therefore, hecha the shchicha chulda, that's the basis where shchicha chulda to lean in the kulbi have the right to lean toward the tzad kal. We could rely on the tzad kal. I mean, in primsul loy mahavim, even if it's true that there was an eifel there, emer chalte. But sofik achila, yochol lohetzim sofik hashlocho. A sofik achila has the right, has the power to take us away from a sofik hashlocha. That means that even though it's only a sofik achila, but being that the basis of the chashash is also sofik, because we don't know whether there's tumah there in the first place. So it's only a maybe that there's tumah. So if you only maybe that there's tumah, so by the same token, maybe it's not there anymore, even if it was, because of a chalte. Aval hocho gabichom is the kash loch. Hech de chazino de gorra nami neim achalte vadei have. But in every situation over there that you saw it there, right? So you want to say achalte that you can't. That's a vat that it was there. Miyema da achalte. Are you able to say that it ate it? Have a sofik beer. It's a sofik whether the chometz was gotten rid of. Vadei chometz hoye kan. We for sure had chometz here. When sofik heter merges a bias as every day vaday iser, and the sofik heter, the fact that it's possible that it ate it, is not able to take us out of the concern. From the being that there was vaday chometz here, there was vaday chometz, so you don't have enough basis to rely on to say that there's no chash anymore because it ate it. So Rava introduces to us the concept of Ein Sof Moetz Nevadai. Now, the Meforshim will speak out that, and we'll, as we'll see, the issue in the Gemara is going to question Ein Sof Moetz Nevadai. Do you say it? The Gemara is going to bring sources, and you see that Reb Zeira didn't understand it like that. All Meforshim say that's Dafka over here. Definitely, the situation when you're dealing with a chulda b'ayilas animals, that it's a very strong possibility or probability that it was eaten. That's what the Gemara is dealing with over here in such a situation. But Avada, everyone agrees and everyone knows that there is this concept of ein sof moetz nevadai, and a regular sofik can't be moetz nevadai. The question is something on this level, which is a probable. And a mastaver, a tzad, that it probably did happen. That's the question that we're dealing with over here.
It's less of a vaday.
It's
less of a vaday.
No, the other way. That the achila is more of a vaday. Right? The achila over here is more core of a vaday. If you look in the Taisvis over here. Taisvis over here said, we won't go into Taisvis' question because it's late right now, but if you look in Taisvis, Taisvis says, see the fourth Taisvis, Div Masvim Timsa Loimar Hava, Emra Chalde. This Taisvis. Taisvis says, Inami, the second territory over there, Emra Chalde Odif Mishar Sfekis. This sad of Achalte is stronger than other sfekis. Sofika rogelhu, the core of the vadai. The teda, Taisa says, I'll bring a right to that. The afilo mide vadai, boy lemema, shiets zeh ha-sofik. Taisa says that you see that the Gemara is entertaining a possibility that could be made in the vadai. Right? That's the sugi over here. And Zotayis, how could that be? Why should the Gemara think such a thing? The answer is, Zotayis, is that it would seem to be that this tzad of achalte is much stronger than a regular sofik. Okay, I'm gonna. I just want to mention just something that comes up on the daf over here. Before we finish over here, that one of the rais, if we jump down to the bottom of the Omud over here, the more questions whether you say ain't sof moitz nevada, whether is there a problem for a sofik to be moitz midevada? As we just on Tosis, that we're talking about such a thing when the sofik is a strong tzad. The Mishnah, the Gemara brings over here. V'hasanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'shevchasa shel metzi ke'echad b'rimon. There was a story that the maid of a metzi ke'echad, Rashi says, an ish'olim in Rimon, name of a place, she threw a nefel abor. She threw a nefel into a bor, a bor koin ve'heitz its boy, and a koin looked into the bor, le'edam zohar hu im nekevihi, to know whether this nefel was zohar nekevah. There's a difference in the dine tumah, the lengths of the tumah of the one who gave birth. Now, being that he leaned over the bar, so there's a concern of tumah here. And the chachomim paskin don't be concerned. He's not tame. Wasn't over the iser. Because animals are motzei there, so we could assume that they ate it, right? So it wasn't there when he looked in, right? Rashi says that he didn't see it. Mora is bringing this as a source that we know for sure she threw it in, and it's only a sofik whether it was there or not. The tzad that the chulda moved it away is only a sofik, and you see that sofik is moitzi midevada. That's the sugya over here. Now, Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos over here makes a point. There's a hemshich in the Tosfos, but for us, we could just talk about this. I'm going to read the kain shayt ahoy. See the bottom of Taisus. Taisus says that this kain over here, who looked, he was a fool. Interesting. Loshon Taisus says not just stam ama oritz, but it's kain shayt. The filim noyma shal gevirt ahoy. The kain zeh korav ahoy. Lo yehol latame. Now Taisus is bothered over here. What was this kain? What was he thinking? Kain, right? Toma. Tosfos says that, well, maybe you'll tell him like this, that maybe the Vlad belonged to the Gevirta, not the Shivcha. Right, which Tosfos discussed the beginning of the Tosfos, and whose child was this over here? Right? So in explaining why the Kohen thought that, he could look, and wasn't concerned about becoming Tomei, Tosfos says, well, maybe the child was the Gevirta, right? The Balabosta. And the Shivcha, she just threw it in, but right? Oh. And now, if that's true, so maybe the Kohen was a Korv, right? And a Kohen could be Mitame to crave him, right? So maybe that was the Cheshbon, why he did it, right? Tosfos says, no, he's a Shoyt. We don't have a good explanation why he did this. That filim noyma shal gevirta hoy v'koyin zeh korav hoyo loher letame. He still couldn't be metame. Important halacha here. Damim teskem dein koyin metam l'nefolim. A koyin can't be metame to nefolim. Even a korav. The dumi da'ava v'ima b'ina b'nei kayom. That the Torah says that he can be metame to zayin kayom. Teskem da'ashin is dumi da'ava v'ima. Which is dafka b'nei kayama. So if a kohen, even a child, his own child, can't be metame to nefolim zok tosfos, right? So therefore, don't justify what this kohen did was because he was a korev. And that's why he felt that he didn't have a problem to become Tomei, because a Kohen, even though he has a heter to be Metamei, he can't be Metamei to a Nefel, a Lav Bar Kayoma, even if it's a relative. Point number one, Chaitin Tosfos. But Oi Tosfos says, the Kan Lehoi Litzarech Hames. Second point, Tosfos says, which is also important to know, if you're a Kohen, that Tosfos tells us something interesting over here, that a Kohen is only allowed to be Metamei, even to a Korav, if it's Litzarech Hames. But just to look what she's doing with Tzorich the mother, that wouldn't be a heter to be metamei. And that's what this Tosfos says. Now the truth of the matter is that we know. I'm just going to mention this because I think remember from Maseches Brachos, when we learned Maseches Brachos, there's a famous Rashi over there in the sugya of Kovod HaBrius. The Gemara is coming to learn that Kovod HaBrius is doichem. So the Gemara brings over there from the dinner of Tumah. So in the Cheshbon Hasugya, Rashi explains Rashi wants to bring a raya, right? In the sugya over here, as far as talking about the dinner of Kohen Tumas Kravim, so Rashi wants to know, why is it not a raya that a Kohen could be metame. So Rashi says that this that a kohen is metame, his kravim is not. You don't see over there that kovod habrius is doicha alois asay. You don't see the strength of kovod habrius. Rashi says, "Lav kovod habrius hu didochi lois asay dido." That it's not the strength of kovod habrius which is being madchem the lav. He's talking about mes mitzvah over here, that the iser of tuma that a kohen has in the first place was never aser, was never referring to a mes mitzvah. Just like it wasn't written on the kraven. And so this is Rashi Shita in the Rambam. Shita also is like this, that the dinam is a question over here, whether Mufarshim talk about this. Simon Chaschinuch talks about this, that the dinam of the heter that a kohen has to crave him, is it hutcha or duchuya? Talk this such a nusach. The nafkamina is whether you need a tzarich or not. Now, Rabbi Nagei to this sugi over here, Daf Chacham Aral from Brachos. So the art tesis over here that we just have on in Pesachim Daf Tes, which is saying that there was no tzarech, that this Tosfos holds that it's a geder a dichoy, and the heter was only said only the tzarech, only the tzarech, right? Whatever goes into tzarech, but something which is not tzarech, you have no heter. According to Rashi and the Rambam, other Rishonim, there's a hutra. It wasn't asked in the first place. Both sheets are brought in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, you know, it's taka negeya, right? Fagin shaila, it's negeya many times if someone is nifter on Shabbos, right? So, is if he's in a house, right? Are the relatives who are kohen allowed? They stay in the house. Shabbos, he can't do anything. It's not tzarech hames whether they allowed to be there or not, right? According to this Tosfos, it's not tzarech hames. The taka can't be mitamei. They have no heter to be mitamei at all. Right? Okay. Later, wherever it is, and so that's what this Tosfos over here is based on, which is machlokes in the Mishnah.